As Iowa's metropolitan areas continue to grow, many small towns across the state are losing people and businesses. In eastern Iowa, a town of about 500 people is making a more creative attempt at reversing that trend by using an oral history project to stimulate development. Iowa Public Radio's Katarina Sestarek has more on how Delmer has paired up its youngest and oldest residents to explore how the community's past and shared values may help shape its future.
In downtown Delmer, the storefronts are empty, paint is peeling off the buildings, and a quiet park has replaced the train tracks that used to dominate the town. But the scene at the local elementary school, which is now a hub for activity in town, is much livelier. That's where an oral history project had students interview long-term residents about Delmer's past and contribute to a plan for its future.
How has Delmer changed over time?
Oh my, honey. Delmer has really, really changed through the years. We used to have many more businesses in town. We used to have a hardware store. We used to have a couple grocery stores, a couple very active bars.
Older residents also remember a dance hall, high school basketball games, auctions, and a doctor's office. Kathy and Steve Jebson of the Delmer Development Group are hoping these stories about the past help them create a vision for the community's future.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to like get us to the, first of all, the heart and soul of our community, find out where we came from. I think that's how you find out where you want to go.
So it's kind of a good mix of where we want to go, what the kids are looking for, what the older people are looking for, and we hope to
get the kids involved.
Yes.
It's always a good thing.
Keep them here.
Mm-hmm.
The project was led by the Iowa Initiative for Sustainable Communities, which was founded by urban planning professor Chuck Connerly. He says making sure some young people stay in small towns is a major part of keeping them sustainable.
And we think it's very important for the grown-ups in the community to understand what the kids like, because if the community is going to retain these young people, they should have a say in the future.
I made this book to show what I want the future to look like and how it can be better by making Delmer have more people come in.
That's fifth grader Gus Pickup. He says he liked learning about the town's history.
They had a lot of stuff that like stores and bars and just a lot of stuff that they don't have today.
Pickup, his classmates, and adults agree Delmer needs a restaurant and maybe a grocery store. An oral history project isn't a typical approach to spurring that kind of growth, but Connerly says jobs go to places where people want to live. And the project highlights a kind of myth that surrounds small-town Iowa.
To the degree to which we can fulfill that myth, live up to that myth, as a friendly place, a place where you don't have to lock your doors, a place where you know your kids can walk to school and you don't have to walk with them, there are a lot of people who value that. So that's community development, but it really relates to being attractive to people who want to live there, which is economic development.
That was true for the Jebsons' adult children who moved away from Delmer but then came back.
They like the small town. They want to raise their kids here, I think. They can ride their bikes a little more freely. And
they feel comfortable here.
Yeah, yeah.
Travis Kraus of the Iowa Initiative for Sustainable Communities says some major themes emerged from the Oral History Project. Delmer residents of all ages like having strong connections to their neighbors, and they see the elementary school as vital to the town's survival.
The decision makers will take that information into the next phase, which is going to be, you know, developing a vision for the community looking forward, and to kind of think through some strategic planning and tools that they can use in their decision making.
Kraus says he hopes this project can serve as a model for other small Iowa towns that are trying to figure out what their futures might look like. I'm Katarina Sestarek, Iowa Public Radio News.